setting out into the mist, a string of military vehicles commandeered by Hamas. Even the Israeli army admits the operation was complicated and well planned. Look at the vehicles, an armored personnel carrier and a military jeep. It's easy to see how the attackers confused the Israeli troops in the early morning fog.
It's not an action and a reaction. It is a military confrontation. They are an occupying power. They are committing massacres. We are resisting and defending.
The fighters leave their video testimony. The three men who were killed in the attack and a fourth fighter blacked out. That suggests he survived the operation and Hamas wants to hide his identity. The Israelis take their wounded to hospital. The army says at least 13 soldiers were injured in the attack. Israel has condemned Hamas for targeting the cargo crossing, saying it's jeopardizing the delivery of vital supplies into Gaza. Attacks on cargo terminals appear to be a new tactic by the Hamas military wing. 10 days ago, fighters launched an assault on a terminal where fuel is delivered to the Gaza Strip. Two Israeli civilians working at the terminal were killed in that operation. And just 3 days ago, more clashes. Israeli troops moved into the Gaza Strip and were ambushed by Palestinian fighters. Three Israeli soldiers were killed and four members of Hamas's military wing. There may be talks outside Gaza about a ceasefire, but here on the ground, the fighting goes on. Jackie Rowland, Al Jazeera, Gaza.